Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
We're also going to be playing some voice notes of some of our warriors who have interacted with the DL Link.
The DL Link team is the most amazing, caring team that I know, not only for cancer sufferers, but for anyone who has immune deficiency diseases and life-threatening diseases. They help in every way. They are just the most amazing team. Thank you so much for all you have done for my daughter. Thank you.
Everything about the DL Link is all about the exquisite chesed they deliver with beauty, dignity, and sensitivity. From the surgical bed looking down at the floor and seeing new slippers, to a lecture ending late, where a donor happened to be passing and just thought that they would see if anybody would need 10 roast chickens because we'd finished the lecture late. There were so many ways in which so much was thought of which we hadn't thought of ourselves and was given with incredible generosity as if each and every one of us was the best, best friend. Thank you so much.
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And, you know, listening to those voice notes and listening to what Anna has said and the recipients, the cancer warriors, and then those who volunteer. They volunteer their time. And then those who volunteer more than their time in terms of training and take part in the fundraising races or buying tables, and those who make monetary donations. And Anna talking about the DL Link and the linking everything. And it just made me think that the DL Link gives us an opportunity to be better people, to make a positive contribution to this world. And however we do it, whether it's with our time and energy, or whether it's in terms of donating money, there's so many ways we can be a part of the DL Link and make a difference in not only other people's lives, but certainly in our lives as well, just rising. As I said, always a higher, higher calling. So it's a wrap. I started off the show just talking about this lightness of being. The last 2 years, every night when I climbed into bed and saying my prayers, and always a prayer for the hostages and the ending of their suffering. And then to climb into bed and to have that prayer answered is just such an extraordinary thing. But as we said, no rest until all the bodies have returned home. But we can't not be incredibly grateful for the changes and for the freedom and for the returning home. And so it's with a much fuller heart, but there's still the heavy heart. And it's with that, and again, with the beautiful purple flowers of the jacarandas, that I wish you a beautiful rest of your day. I hope you have enjoyed the show. I have so enjoyed being in your company. From me, Nikki Seberini, until next week, take care and goodbye.